A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. Howard Kane in the chair for you for the next hour with some of the best sounds around. This evening, how about some Paul Whiteman? A bit of Ted Heath perhaps? More from the songbook of Cole Porter? A request for Father Sean? And to get going, I think you might recognise this one. Good way to get going, that one, isn't it? Yes, String of Pearls. You don't know me, needed me to tell you that, did you? Glenn Miller, of course. And is it his best known tune? I don't know. Recorded in 1941. Composed by Jerry Gray, of course, who went on to lead the Glenn Miller Orchestra for years after, I don't know how many years he did it for, but certainly after Glenn sadly left this world. I think it's fairly safe to assume that sadly did crash into the English Channel, but yes, the wreckage never found, etc. We all know the story, but we assume that that was pretty much his ending in the middle of the war. And Jerry Gray did carry on for some time afterwards. But a great tune and so much wonderful music. And it's still so popular today. He really had hit on something, Glenn, hadn't he? That crossover, I think, isn't it? You don't have to be a big band or a dance fanatic to like Glenn Miller. You don't have to be a swing fanatic. It's just great tunes, I think, is often the case, or the secret of these things. Great tunes and melodies which cross over, regardless of whether you're a fan of the particular genre in which they are written. Lots of other recordings, but that was indeed Glenn Miller himself, originally recorded, like I said, in New York in 1941. How are we all? I trust we are keeping well, keeping warm, warmish. Yes, looks like it's a little bit parky of late. Lord knows where we go with the snow. You just can't tell with snow in the Isle of Man, can you? It's anything from nothing at all, and what's all the fuss about, to everyone snowed under and can't go anywhere. And it's a case of, why didn't they warn us about this? I feel a bit sorry for the weather, women and men. Man. it's a tricky one to do, isn't it, when you've got such a small island floating in the middle of the Irish Sea. There we go. In any case, just be careful if you're out and about. Could be a bit icy, or you could be snowed into your house like an igloo. Who knows? Plenty coming up this evening. Some favourites, like I said, dug out a bit of Paul Whiteman. Still looks like Oliver Hardy on the front cover of that one. That was a bit of a dud. I found one here. I thought, gosh, this sounds good. A collection of great jazz pianists, Volume 1. And it is a great collection as well. Scott Joplin is there, and Jelly Roll Morton's there, and Earl Hines is there, and Mead Lux Lewis. Sadly, the old maestro hadn't left the CD in the box. Now what am I supposed to do? Lord knows where that's gone. I might look up at Music Man Towers again before it disappears, but yes, I think we might have to write that one off as a bad job, as they say. Ted Heath, I don't think he ever did a bad job in his life. I'm not talking about the Prime Minister, I'm talking about this man. He might have made a duffer, but I never heard it. Ted Heath and his orchestra, the leader and surely the most successful of Britain's post-war big bands. Ted himself, born in Wandsworth, yeah, a good landowner, in 1902, and taught the tenor horn by his father at a very young age. He was then conductor of the Wandsworth Borough Band. At 8, he entered his first brass band competitions. At 14, Ted took up the trombone, the instrument with which he was afterwards most associated, and shortly after World War I, when his father's illness made it necessary for Ted to support his family by working as a street musician. But soon he found regular work. He gave up busking in favour of, better paid work, I guess. In the summer of 22, he went on a tour of Austria with the American Will Marion Cook's Southern Syncopators, and then had to find his own way home when the group was stranded in Vienna. Oh dear. In London in December of that same year, with his brother Bert on trumpet and a band leader to be Percival Mackey on piano, Ted made his first recordings as a member of the rather short-lived group, the Broadway Five, for Columbia. And from there, it was onwards and upwards, in demand with the likes of Jack Hilton and Bert Ambrose and Sid Lipton and Morris Winnick and, of course, Geraldo, and also called upon as a commercial, a recording artist and session player. All over the place he was, and then went on to form his own band, of course, which he led for years and years and years. And again, another one well remembered, particularly post-war, I think, just super popular right up into the 60s and beyond. And a very modern sound. It never sounds like Ted Heath and his orchestra. It's going to be a particularly modern sound, but actually, I always think it's far more modern than you might think. We have a request coming up in a moment. Before that, we haven't had many a vocalist yet, have we? All right, we'll put that right straight away. How about Carol Carr with Geraldo and his orchestra? Where are they going? Where are they getting? Well, they're getting nowhere.
A greyhound who had lots of speed was surely bound to fail. For morning, noon, and evening, he'd be chasing his own tail. He was running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. A squirrel in a treadmill cage, around and round he'd go. You'd think that he'd be in a rage, but seems he didn't know. He was running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. The man who runs a carousel is often heavy-hearted. He rides all day, but sad to say, he winds up where he started. So concentrate and clear your mind of schemes that never last, or you'll wake up someday and find your chances all have passed. You've been running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere, getting nowhere. Very fast. Running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. Running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. The man who runs a carousel is often heavy-hearted. He rides all day, but sad to say, he winds up where he started. So concentrate and clear your mind of schemes that never last, or you'll wake up someday and find your chances all have passed. You've been running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere, getting nowhere.
Running around in circles, getting nowhere fast. Sounds like my life, realistically. very nice indeed. And that was Carol Carr with Geraldo and the orchestra. Carol Carr, well, who was she? You might remember, you might not. She was the small sister. Well, not small, little sister, I guess. Probably the same size for all I know. She was little sister of Dorothy Carlos, who first recommended Betty, as she was then, to Jack Payne. She wasn't a trained vocalist, but she successfully auditioned, and that was it. Never looked back, moving on to Geraldo while she was still in her teens, would you believe, and soon became a firm favourite on both radio and TV. Had a great ability to read and sing a new tune with no rehearsal, which is no mean talent, it has to be said, and was much in demand and the first girl singer to appear on television, would you believe? The first girl singer to appear on television after the war was indeed that very woman, Carol Carr. Appeared with lots of different bands over the years, Mantovani, Sid Lawrence, and teamed up again with Geraldo, as we heard there. And she had her own television programme during the 50s. Anyone remember that? A bit before my time. The Carol Carr Show, would it be, I assume? I don't know. Carol Carr. An audience with Carol Carr. The Carol Carr Show. The Carol Carr something or other. But her own TV programme also entertained the troops during the Korean War. Retired to Devon. Good place to retire. And occasionally, it's remarked, came back up to London to perform on the radio with Sid Lawrence and Nelson Riddle. I'd have gone to hear that. Very nice indeed. Sweet and Swing, H with you as ever, on a Friday evening, through until the top of the hour. Always delighted to have your company, and always delighted to hear from you, of course. Drop me a line anytime you like. HowardCain@manxradio.com is the place to send your email if you're that way inclined, or if you do like to put pen to paper like John does. We heard from John last week, John Cannell, and a few others from time to time, although we haven't had a lot of mail of late. A few emails, but not so much mail, so, but either or both are welcome. Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, and that's IM15BW, IM for Mother, 15BW. That or the email, very welcome. Father Sean likes the email. Good evening to you, Father Sean, as ever. Hope it's not too snowy over in your neck of the woods. How are things in Glockamora and all that? Greetings, he says again, from the western offshore island of the Isle of Man. I prepared an email back in December, says Father Sean, after you played Dick Hames singing How Are Things in Glockamora. However, I can't find any record of that email. I must have deleted it by mistake. you and me both. I'm glad to see it's not just me who does that sort of thing. Frequent happening at this end of the... At this end of the... the wire, Father Sean. Dick Hames, he says, was partly of Irish origin, became an Irish citizen in the latter part of his life. Of an idea, he lived in Dublin for a while, but I'm not certain of that. He starred in a 1943 film called Irish Eyes Are Smiling, where he played Ernest R. Ball, who wrote When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and in one scene, he sings Let the Rest of the World Go By and really plays the piano. A young Anthony Quinn appears in this scene. The song was a favourite of my late father, John, says Father Sean, who loved the Isle of Man and also loved a good tune. Perhaps you could play it sometime. I think we could.
Leave it all behind. killing them, Cleveland. Get back. Give them another chorus. Go on. They'd love it.
Come on. Come on back.
With someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone, just a spot to call.
Terrific stuff from the 1943 film Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Dick Hames, young Dick Hames, very handsome Dick Hames as well, sat at the piano playing and singing. It wasn't dubbed, it was really recorded, according to Father Sean, and I've got no reason to doubt that, Father Sean. It certainly looks like he's playing in any case. And you're right, Anthony Quinn, wow, he looks so brooding in that. You forget how handsome he was as a younger man as well. Really brooding. Don't know what was going on in his head, but ooh, dark thoughts by the looks of it. And proof positive that there's no use just hammering the piano out with some big flamboyant chords. What people like is when you get into, you can hear the attention, all the noise drops. It's quite well done, isn't it? All the people are bantering away when da-da-da-da, and it sounds like he's going to burst into Happy Birthday to You at first. I thought, dun-da-da-da-da. And no one pays any notice, so he starts singing and they all go quiet and listen. And they get up there again. Yeah, come on back. Come on, play again. Great stuff. Great stuff. I did enjoy that. And the fact that the orchestra suddenly burst in on the second chorus after he goes back again, all of a sudden. It's always used to spoil it for musicals for me, Father Sean, when people would suddenly burst into song or the orchestra would appear from nowhere. One moment you think, well, here's a chap at a piano singing and that's quite believable. And then he does the second chorus and all of a sudden he's got a whole orchestra and people singing in harmony with him. How does that happen? I think you've got to suspend disbelief, haven't you? Wasn't very good at that when it came to musicals. Thank you very much indeed for that suggestion, Father Sean. Lovely stuff. And I notice a few people say, it's never been better sung than by Dick Hames in that film. Wouldn't necessarily disagree. And by the way, there's a footnote to Father Sean's last message. He said, you might look up Filipino-American stride pianist Stephanie Trick and her Italian husband Paolo Alderigi, a stride pianist. I have looked them up and we're going to feature them. Stay tuned. Not this evening, but I thought another week we've got them lined up. Excellent ideas. Thanks as ever. If you want any requests, of course, anything you'd like to hear, a little feature or whatever, drop me a line. Howard Kane, C-A-I-N-E, Howard Kane at manxradio.com. And we're always happy to see what we can do. Thank you.
work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
That's the way to do it. Nice work if you can get it. Always a great number and brought to us. It's one of our Women of Jazz there. The Women of Jazz, classic female jazz artists, 1939 to 1952. Brought together by Leonard Feather in this particular collection. One of the best outlets for singers in the swing era was the big band. Says Leonard, every orchestra seemingly required one male and one female vocalist representing the aspect of women's roles is Edith Wright here, a strikingly attractive woman who was Tommy Dorsey vocalist from 1935 to 1939. Although what we actually heard there, nice work if you can get it, of course, it finds her in the company of the Clam Bake Seven. You don't get many clam bakes in the Isle of Man, I tell you. A jazz spin-off of the big Tommy Dorsey band. That's our Women of Jazz. A couple more of those to go, I think, before we finish that little mini-series. I've been enjoying that. And, of course, very appropriate, because it was International Women's Day earlier this week. And if you tune in tomorrow evening, 9 o'clock, here on Mike's Radio, for our sister programme, Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with Brother Chris, it will be a show dedicated to the women. So all, well, I say all, a selection are some of our favourite female artists, both contemporary. So Lucretia Benjamin will be there, one of the tenor sax stars of the moment. Wonderful. Playing from her new album Phoenix. And we'll have some, a whole host of others. An entire programme of modern jazz female players of all sorts of instruments, from sax to drums to whatever else. Big bands, small bands, etc., etc. So many great female players around now with sport for choice. So not all by any stretch of the imagination, just a small selection. How about a slightly longer one you can stretch out to? We haven't had Bob Brookmeyer on for a while. We had Stan Getz last week, didn't we? Alice Quayle was asking about him. Was it the right track, Alice? Don't know. Let me know if it was the right one. If not, I'll try and find out which one it was. In the meantime, Love Is Going to Jump Out, courtesy of Bob Brookmeyer and co. Thank you. nice, slowish, languid blues, which indeed is the name of the track from that album by Bob Brookmeyer and Co. The Blues Hot and Cold, the Bob Brookmeyer Quartet. Who they? Bob Brookmeyer himself on trombone, Jimmy Rowles on piano, Mel Lewis at the drums, Buddy Clark on bass. In June of 1960, over in the Big Apple. Lovely stuff. Always been a fan of Bob Brookmeyer, whether on valve or slide trombone, wonderful sound. And so many great albums knocking around, which one or two of which we featured from time to time here on Sweet and Swing. Now, I promised you some Paul Whiteman earlier on. We haven't had any Paul for a wee while. A massive figure in many ways in the early development of jazz, Charleston and other things. The great Ollie lookalike, as in Stan and Ollie. What about this one then? I Miss My Swiss. Loving the sound of the needle on that 78 transcription onto CD, of course. Be nice to play some 78s generally. Maybe I should bring the 78 player up here. Still got a 78 player from the old Music Man headquarters. Yeah, maybe we could. Anyway, there we go. Very nice. I bet you've never thought you'd hear yodeling on Sweet and Swing, let alone with Paul Whiteman. But there it was, what I think we can comfortably call a novelty number. Wouldn't you? I think we can call that a novelty number. I Miss My Swiss. John Spurzel doing the vocals. Yodeling by Fritz Zimmermann. He could yodel all right, couldn't he? Not too bad at all. Recorded on the 12th of August, 1925. Not quite 100 years ago. A mere 98 years ago. Just a tad short of that. Amazing. Actually, the quality is rather good when you think about that, isn't it? Yodeling with Swing, a real novelty number there. I Miss My Swiss. Bit of fun from Paul Whiteman back in the day. Sweet and Swing with myself, H. Hope you're having a lovely evening and enjoying the music. perhaps with a glass of something nice. Best way to do. What a way to end the week, I think. Sitting back with a glass of your favourite and listening to the music. Some of the great tunes from long ago and far away, as we say. But we're keeping them alive here on Sweet and Swing. And of course, don't forget, the podcast is always there as well. If you haven't tried it out, it means you can listen anytime, anyplace, anywhere. You know, you just download it, you can play it as often as you want, wherever you want, on your phone, on your device, on your computer, wherever, if you can work out how to do it. If not, just find a six-year-old. They will show you in no time. You must have a grandson or granddaughter who's handy at that sort of things. They all are, frankly, because they've mastered the Apple iPhone before they've left the cot. So it's pretty much second nature to them. Yeah, but you can just go, it's very easy. Even I can manage it, I think. If you just go along to the Manx Radio website, look up podcasts, and then just click through until you find Sweet and Swing and click on the one you want. The last year or so is all there, and you can just click on it and play away and job's boxed. And you can also go via your favourite providers if you're more proficient and subscribe, and then you get notification every week and it'll pop up automatically. Lovely little songs like this. Three Little Fishes.
Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool went three little fishies and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam, swam, swam all over the dam. Boop, boop, fiddum, dodum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, fiddum, dodum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, fiddum, dodum, wadum, chew. And they swam all over the dam.
That's a good catchy number. Who did that one originally? I don't recall now, but yes, Three Little Fishes. I'm trying to think the version I know far better than that. It won't come to me at all. In that particular case, Jack Hilton and the orchestra and the vocals, a woman we don't often hear. In fact, I can't ever recall talking about her here on Sweet and Swing, June Malo. Born Juanita Triggs. I think it would be Juanita, rather than Jonita. Juanita Triggs in South London. She went to the Royal College of Music, no fool. She studied under the violinist Albert Sammons there. A very keen pianist as well. Also enjoyed dancing and then got into singing. Bit of a multi-talented one. And started out singing with Charlie Kunz at the Cassani, at the Cassani Club. Not bad, is it? Some success there. So she went on to appear with the likes of Joe Kay and Chappie D'Amato. And then, as we heard her there, Jack Hilton. And she went on to tour Europe with Jack. When the war arrived in 1939, she went with Billy Turnant to Bristol before pursuing a solo career, which took in various radio programmes, including, which I didn't realise, but you might be shouting at me to say, of course, it's that man again, Tommy Handley, Itmar. Bandwagon with Richard Murdoch and Arthur Askey. Garrison Theatre with Jack Warner, where she replaced Joan Winters as his little girl. And Heidi High with Monsieur Eddie Gray. I did not know that, nor did I know, to be honest with you, who did she marry in later life? One of the biggest names in earlier snooker, the champion snooker player, Joe Davis. I remember Joe, my word, yes. I remember watching him when I was very young, when I first got into snooker, watching Joe Davis and then later Fred Davis. Joe Davis, and apparently she often accompanied him on tours after his retirement. Just exhibition tours, not playing in the competitions and such like. Great character, as was Fred Davis as well. Wonderful stuff. Always fascinating little stories to be told somewhere along the line. You can guarantee it. Right, we've got a bit of the music of Cole Porter. Here's one of my favourites of Cole's, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finn and Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats me so well.
What I believe. An apple for the teacher, that seems the thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, just to show that I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you're going to get all my attention, and your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me, just keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I better start. Then after a while, you may give in and let me bring my heart.
Teacher, that's
seems the thing to do, because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, to show I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention. Your wish will be my rule, and maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. Then after a while, you may give in and let me bring my heart.
An apple for the teacher is always going to do the trick.
Not if you didn't study your arithmetic.
I got an apple for the teacher, going to meet with great success.
Well, it won't if you didn't memorize the Gettysburg Address.
I got a little bit of glamour and a charm that's cute and quaint.
I may excuse your grammar and believe you were, but you ain't.
I got an apple, big red apple for the teacher. That's how I'm fixing to start.
Then after a while, I may give in and let you bring your heart. Then after a while, she may give in and let you bring your heart.
An apple for the teacher. Did you ever do that back in the day? I suppose some people might have done. I don't think I was too much of yeah. I don't think I was ever quite that good. I never remember bringing an apple for the teacher, but who knows, Bing might have done, as indeed might have Connie Boswell as well, for it was they who were singing An Apple for the Teacher back in 1939, I think, going back on that one. And before that, we had our music of Cole Porter. We've been celebrating the music of Cole Porter here on Sweet and Swing for the last few weeks, a little mini-series of Cole's tunes. And that one, definitely one of my favourites. My Heart Belongs to Daddy. You can do it in so many different ways and different interpretations. Really love that one. Very nice indeed. In that particular case, B. Wayne taking the vocals. Larry Clinton and his orchestra. A year earlier, would you believe? November the 11th, 1938. Being very, very specific about that one, or when it was recorded. I do like it when you get exact recording details like that. Tell you what. Can you tell me which film that was from? Extra brownie points if you can do that. Any guesses? Anyone shouting at the radio? Well, if you're shouting, "Leave it to me," at the radio, you can pour yourself another drink, because you're right. And if you got it wrong, just a bit of fun. That's about it for another week, though, would you believe? Look out. The snow about. Well, there might be here and there in any case, and everywhere. Same time, same place. See you then. Cheerio.